If you're finding yourself in any sort of financial difficulties for any reason at all, you are welcome to come down to one of our centres to pick up a food parcel. You don't need a referral initially, you can just come along and you're very welcome to come. So the places where there are parcels to pick up are Glossop Children's Centre on Victoria Street. That's open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. You can just pop in and pick up a parcel. There's also Hadfield Children's Centre on Queen Street, which is open every Tuesday and Thursday between 10 and 1 for food parcels. And the Gamesley Community Pantry on Winston Mews, that they store food parcels for us, and you can pick one up from there. They're open Monday to Friday from 10 until 3.
So just anyone who can't afford to go to the supermarket can turn up.
Yeah, if you're finding for some reason you're struggling financially, something's happened, it could be any reason, benefits have stopped, you're finding a low income due to, you know, you're not paying, your salary perhaps isn't coming to you that week for some reason, you've lost your job, any reason at all.
Do you ask for a donation?
We don't ask for a donation at Glossopdale Food Bank. We link up with other food projects in the area that do ask for a small donation, but if someone finds they can't afford that, then we've got an agreement whereby the food bank will pay the donation forward for them. So
how many food parcels do you give out a week?
I would say around 25 to families and around 20 to individuals a week.
And where does the food come from?
Food comes from the very generous public of Glossopdale, who are just amazing. So they will put in food into the donation baskets in Tesco's and Marks and Spencer's and Glossop and Simonley, in the Co-op in Simonley. It's all non-perishable food. We don't do perishable food at Glossopdale Food Bank.
So all tins and packets.
It's all tins and packets, yeah, that's right. And churches donate to us, and schools, and all different community groups and businesses. Get fantastic response from lots of people.
What's demand like at the moment?
So demand is steadily high. It's been high since the start of the pandemic. We're not seeing any drop-off, really, unfortunately. Yes.
What do you think the coming months will be like? Do you see a fall in demand, or do you
definitely
think
don't see a fall in demand, unfortunately, with the cost of living rise and the fuel crisis. That's another thing. If somebody is finding that they're struggling with fuel and they're receiving a few food parcel, we do have a referral to somewhere that can help with like helping with meters or something like that. But that's for food people who use the food bank. So the other thing that we do is someone's housebound and can't get out for any reason, we offer a home delivery service as well.
Now, you're reflecting on the success of last year. How many parcels did you give out during the course of the year?
Last year, I can tell you how many meals we gave out. 47,844 meals. Let's have a look. So 2,268 food parcels were given out last year.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot, that's right.
Do you always have enough, or is it a struggle to keep people donating?
I would say we're very lucky in Gloucester. We're always really well supported. So we're buying a lot of food. We're having to top up our shelves through funds, but we do have people donate to us.
What are your most needed products?
So we need all the time lots and lots of tinned vegetables, such as sweet corn and carrots, peas, potatoes. We need things like cereal, toiletries we give out, toilet paper. We don't often think of that we do put toilet paper in. We also need tinned puddings, like tinned fruit, tinned rice pudding, tinned custard. Sometimes those sponge puddings that you can put in the microwave, they're always go down, you know, really handy for the parcels. Anything really. We'll use anything that's tinned.
Rice.
Pasta. Yeah, we always need a lot of baked beans. I mean, we did have a big mountain of baked beans, but they've pretty much gone because of the demand. So,
and people just donate in the supermarkets.
Or yes, that's right. Or you can always, if it's a large donation, you can contact me through our website or Facebook page, and we can make an arrangement of how to pick that up. Please get, you know, please don't feel in any way that the food bank's not for you if you're struggling. It's for everybody, and you're very welcome to come. Please come down and we'll try and help however we can.